Pues ya que dijimos a Vimor, ya con mi Sócrates, ya que dijimos a Daniel Sheida, gracias a Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, continuing, Binyanei Ein HaMetzarim. Okay, so we're up to packet 14. Yud Dalet. Okay, so this packet is about the Inyan. Now they're purchasing and making certain purchases during Bein HaMetzarim. So we discussed from the perspective of Shachianu that this discussion of Shachianu. Yeah. So now we have to see, is there any other perspectives, in terms of buying things during the Bein HaMetzarim? As well. So let's take a look in the Sefer Leket Yosher. Leket Yosher is a Sefer that is attributed to Yosef Rav Moshe, a Talmud of the Truma Hasadesh. In the world of scholarship, I don't know, some people question it. I don't know exactly. I'm sure you could do your research. Was he really a Talmud of the Truma Hasadesh or not? People have written about this. Okay, but it's a classic sefer, and notably a Talmud of the Truma Hasadesh, of the Truma Hasadesh. So on page two, the Leket Yosher. And Amud 107 writes the following: The usher litei legoi beged yashan l'sakno b'Rosh Chodesh afa b'shein lo begadim. It shouldn't get alterations done during the 9 days. V'hitir liknos kelim chadoshim. Also, sucking God of Kajoshim, also Liknos Menolim Kadoshim, there's Kodesh on Achat Tishabov, Kedil Albush, the Shabbos Nachamu, also Shechianu al Haperos on Achai Yudzayim Batamas, a few Acharosh Kodesh and Bolo Dover Kosher, Shechovi Volov, Bobo Shum de Ema Arvim al Hamitzvahs, Vigam Eno Yochel Echol, Sudable Peros. Omar based there because we say Hasidim Echad Omar Shaim Asu Shachyanu, Shum Dana Shaykh Lomar Zman al Zel Moed, Vachar Omar Shish Lazo Zman, Shum Dixiv Kol Asher Sha'alu Einai. So he has a discussion here whether you could have alterations of clothing. And the question of Kelim Chadashim. So, if you look in the Rav Yaakov Emden Siddur, so the Rav Yaakov Emden Siddur, he has a lot of Piskei Halacha. So if you look, he writes in the section here of the Siddur Yavetz in this in the Dinei Bein HaMetzarim. So look on page four. It says Ve'ein Mevarchim Shachianu Afilu B'Shabbos. Right, that was the Shita. We saw a whole discussion about that, and that's the Arizal's opinion. כך היא דאס אריזה. אין צריך לומר שנדחה י"ז, זה לא כמו גן אברהם. מוגן אברהם פרמיד. אני דווקא במידי דרשוס, כאילו לאכול פרי חודש, לא בוץ בג חודש. אבל מידי דמצווה, כאילו, אם יש מילה, during this time, I mean, פידיון הבן, I mean, we, חוץ לאז, we don't make a שכיון על מילה, in ארץ ישראל, like Rabbi David Miller likes to say, in ארץ ישראל they do. But פידיון הבן, we do here in חוץ לארץ, we make שכיון, and it's a פשיטו דבר, they מרווים על המצווס. But Dvar Rishus is Manu Atavu Matza Metzia. Say you found a lost object, the Tefker. And you're very happy. Or you saw your friend, Achoviv Chadome. So you're very excited. You saw your friend. You haven't seen him in a long time. Torah Vani Lomash and Vavar Chamoke. The Chashu Ki Mitzvah. Because there you can't push it off. In other words, you find the Metzia now. It's not something you could do. You know, to buy new clothing, you don't have to do now. But if you found the Metzia, you can't say, I'll leave the Metzia, I'll leave the Metzia in the street till after, you know, Beit HaMitzarim. I don't know if it'll still be there. Lo hana, v'hu mitzvah levarach olam. Hashem came this man, the peyri chadom, and lo nishani v'lo levarach. Lo kach nira. But by peyri chadoshim, so you could eat, you don't have to eat it now. You don't have to eat it now. So then you can wait. But now he says an interesting thing about the bracha of hatov. About the bracha of hatov ha'meitiv, and that's here on page 5 in the Siddur Yavetz Amud Reishur. So he writes. About birkas hatov ha'meitiv yearly pashut shemavarach shabol yoda b'chol gavn. He says, so this is the interesting idea that he's saying not to make a shachyanu, but a tova meitiv you can make. The simple reason that's given, I think Moshe has a tshuva on this, is that the word is not to say vazman hazeh. We'll see later in the packet about this. Why, what the difference is. Because Hatova Meitiv is a bigger simcha, right? It's not only you're happy, other people are happy, it's a bigger simcha. Yet, Hatova Meitiv, see, some hold because it doesn't have the word Lazman Hazeh in it. Because Lazman Hazeh means this man is Shechion on Lazman Hazeh, and therefore we don't want to say that when it comes to something that's not so positive zman. So we'll see more. And then he writes the Yavetz. He says on page 6, Ve'echilak ben kli levisha afilu. He says, in other words, it's not only a din in the Shechianu. The Shechianu, we don't make on everything, right? Like we don't make it what? On leather, right? Things that a Baal Chai was killed as a result, right? So what about shoes? So he says, so he writes here a big yisod. He says, "Ein chiluk ben kli levisha, clothing, afilu min olam chadashim, afilu min olam chadashim." Right? We have a shir now. והוא הדין לשאר כלי בייס בייס ותשמיש חובב. But something that you bought, that, place you bought a, some thing in your house that makes you very happy. It's not clothes, but place, a new, some type of, I remember my grandmother, Leah Sholem, the Yortzeit coming up, Yud Beis Av, so she brought a grandfather clock. You know, that she was very, very special to her. So something that's, you know, we're dealing with sharkly based tash b'shachoviv. Av liklos kalim gemurim belvad osur. Chum b'kin yafil yishonim hachadosh metzlo osurim heim chavivim alov. Even if it's something that's not new, but it's new to you. V'gam itam b'kas shachiyanu. So anything that's very chaviv to you, even if you're not going to make a shechianu, someone gives you matana, so the Yerushalmi says, atova, you make atova meitiv, because even though it's just a matana for you, but because you're happy and the giver's happy. So that's the Yerushalmi Shita, that you make Hatova Meitiv on him giving it to you.
Even new clothing that you receive as a gift?
So new clothing. Oh. What does he say? So he says you shouldn't. You mean you're asking if someone gave you clothing as a gift? Would Rav Yaakov Emden permit that? I don't know.
Usually any gift is new. In that general,
someone gives it to you as opposed to you buying it. Okay, we'll see. In the Sefer Dvar Yoshua by Dayan Ehrenberg, he writes. And this is the discussion we had yesterday about Binyan Shel Simcha he speaks about. So if you look here on page 8 where the arrow is, Ani yazdaiti duodin madi'isa b'simen tov kuf nun alef shenichnas av v'matim b'binyan shel simcha yon binyan shel tzir v'kir nami tafkin bona la'atzma okay, de limkor la'haskir shaper domi. Whereas if you're making a binyan simcha because you want to sell it to somebody, you're not making it for yourself. So for you, it's not a simcha; it's just a business. So then that could be okay. The whole binyan chain circle around harvachas b'al ma'aser, hainul harvachas based the rosser. There was harvacha. It says it's aser. So now he's saying harvachas mutter. No. Havacha to make money, that's okay. You're allowed to make money during the 3 weeks, 9 days. But if you're expanding your living quarters, so that's you shouldn't do it if you don't need to. In other words, you're just doing it more as a luxury. So then that you shouldn't do. But he's saying don't confuse the din of Harvacha's mammon. That's okay. That's not called binyan shel simcha. That's parnasa. Parnasa is mutter during the 9 days. But to extend your house as a luxury, not as a necessity, that's us. So that's the Dvar Yoshua here on in Chelek Beis Simon Ayin Gimel. Okay, so Rav Moshe Feinstein here has a tshuva on page 9 about different things about the nine days. Let's take a look for a second on page 10. A new car. What's the story with a new car during the 9 days? So on one hand, you could say that you make a shechianu, maybe you make a shechianu. If you make a shechianu, so then maybe it'll be a problem. So he says like this: Mechonit chadashim hu l'tanu poshut osur gam yudzayin. Or is it just to have a car? So also gam yudzayin b'tamuz tzarich levarach shechianu. So you have to make shechianu so you shouldn't get it. Im hu ba'ofet shemvarach matov ha'meitiv. But if you could go on, sheish lo isha obon. You have a family, you have a wife, children, so then you're getting it not only for your benefit, for multiple people's benefit. So then the bracha is Hatova Meitiv. So he says, so that's the Dovah Shal Simcha. So Dovah Shal Simcha, that's what B'chorah Rav Yaakov Emden was saying, that something that's very chaviv to you, but that would only be during the 9 days. Like just like a binyan shel simcha, so anything of simcha, you shouldn't do during the, you know, obviously your marriage, but those are similar to, so anything that you is mesameach you, then you shouldn't do during the tkufa of the 9 days. It's similar to a binyan shel simcha, but you can do it before the 9 days if it's because before the 9 days it's funny because there's no din of matin b'simcha before the 9 days. There's a din of shechianu, but not matin b'simcha. So it's very ironic because you can get the car before the 9 days. You can make hatova meitiv, it's a dovah shel simcha, and that's okay. But if it would just be a present, something for you, that you say you're not it's a single person, it's just for himself. So the question would make a shechianu. So then he can't get it. It's ironic because the thing with the more simcha you'll be able to get before the 9 days. The thing with the less simcha, you shouldn't do because then you have the issue of the shechianu. What? Right. In other words, he's saying that whatever there's, well, the halachas here are the halachas of Pein HaMitzarim. Right. So the Yavetz is saying that. Well, when he said the, let's see what he wrote for a second. No, it is because it's in the section of Bechodesh Av. On page 6 is not the Beit HaMitzarim section, and it's the Chodesh Av section. And that's, he writes that anything that's Chaviv to you, you shouldn't get during the, you shouldn't. Right, so you wouldn't make a tova meitiv, because this. Well, here he's giving it to you. It could be he's saying he could make the tova meitiv even though you're not going to use it right now. Because there, the other person is initiating it. So it was a, I don't know, is he saying, are you mechuyev to turn down the matana according to the Yavetz? Well, let's see what the Rav Moshe says, the rest of what he says. Mimu mechonis leparnasa, to go kamo truck. Mechonis leparnasa kamo truck. It's a truck that you're going to need for your parnasa, or mechonis katana. A small car. After gambling, Shahula Parnasa. It's not really, you know, it's just the get place for Parnasa. Hurak, it didn't matter, Masu Matan, which was main ogle the Hokel. Maze Masu Matan Shal Simcha. So Shachiano Yvarak Akar Tishabov. Tibish Filzain, I love the Batal Bimalakta. So he says, so if it's something that's just for you, and you make a shachianu, but you need it for parnasa, so you can get it, and then you'll make the shachianu. See, shachianu is a problem because you can't say lazman hazeh during this tkufa. But atova meitiv doesn't have lazman hazeh, so technically you can make atova meitiv. It's just that you can't initiate because then you're initiating simcha. But if somebody would give it to you, so you can't buy the car that's for you because it's a davar shel simcha. But before the 9 days, it would be allowed because you're going to make hatova meitiv. So that's the word. During the 9 days, you can't have simcha, but you can technically make hatova meitiv. But usually you won't be able to technically because anything atova meitiv is going to be simcha anyway. But it seems that he's saying that that if somebody gives you atova meitiv, aser, mechonis leparnasa, okay. And then the shachianu, but something you need right away, you need a car for your parnasa, so then you could buy it, and then you make a shachianu after this. And Rav Yashiv here in the Sefer Ashrei Ish on page 11. Yeah, but I guess the week later you're still somewhat excited.
That would apply a suit.
Well, a suit, you're not supposed to buy new clothing. If somebody gives it to you.
Now there's this new board that
out. Yeah, if you hold like this, you're shown.
Yeah.
Not everyone holds like this, you're shown. So take a look now in Rav Yashiv Tafnun Taf Samach. Kirchet Shechem Tov. Tov Yizar B'Vach Shechiyan B'Vayim Eyan Atzarim. Tari Beish 12. Al Beged Chadash. Al Pri Chadash. L'chein Lo Yoch Al Pri Chadash. Lo Yilbash Ha Beged. The Shabbos Mutu L'Vach Shechiyan. That's the question. Kair Peis Chadashim. Shal Oyim Tzol Som Achar Tishabav. Yoch L'Vach. Right? Plus he could wait. Then he says like this. The line that begins Betamos, the first word on the line at page 13, the first word on the line is Betamos. Okay, Misha Tzarech Liknos Chefetz Chadosh L'Tzarech Avodosa. Kiko Mechonis. Mutu L'Knos of Yochel V'Rach Shachyanu Ad Rosh Chodesh. He says he can buy it because he needed it. It's Tzarech Parnasa. So he says that, and then you can even make a shachian. Say you need a new fridge. The fridge went. You need a new fridge. He says, "The chayfetz omer l'shimush gam laon anoshim shavarchem laavatom meiti v'chol brach avi meinu tzarich lo kol kach." Because tov meiti you can make. Hey, begadim shem varchem la v'shachianu mutol l'knosam, and begadim you could buy new begadim because you're not up to Rosh Chodesh. But once Rosh Chodesh comes, then you should. Because then it's a separate issue, nothing to do with the Shachyanu, of having new clothing, etc.
So like, Begadim She'en Mivarchin Aleihem Shachyanu, it's like underwear or socks, something like that.
Yeah.
That's what he means.
Yeah.
No? But after Rosh Chodesh, we can't buy them, what he's saying.
Yeah, Rav Abadi also puts it's a zecher to the... But they have a shtia, right? That was his word. Just like you can't weave, you can't buy new clothing.
Even though they're two separate words that have no connection.
Right, but the Yerushalmi says that.
Oh, okay.
That's a Beferish Yerushalmi.
Undergarments are included in this, not buying.
Undergarments are included in not buying undergarments. Yeah.
Al Shasiya, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say, the things that you need for Parnassa, you take a look at it. Farfan is here, has page 19. She'ela ma'lukos b'tez yom kli habayis kli mishtamshus go mekar to buy a new fridge. So he says, there is a hockey on you if it's the tzorach. And then he quotes the Yavetz. So also Liknos Kuli Bayez, Tashmishi Bayez, Chavim Lov. So it depends. Yishlom Ava Yavetz will also okay with Chavim Lov Yosef. Then he speaks about a truck and similar things that we had before. Okay, let's take a look at the next pack of the page, Tezvav, about Issa Kvisa, laundry. It says, Mishenichtas Hamatim B'Simcha, Shabbos Shachal, Tishma of the Osbisocha also Lusaper Lachabis, Lachamishi Mutarmim Nekvot Shabbos. So laundry is a din in Shavu Shachalbo. Shabbos Shachal Tishma Bisocha. And Rashi writes here, so that's here on in Tainus Chavav Amud Beis. But if you look at Rashi, he writes on Toftes Amud Beis. Also, and the Gemara says, Afilu Chabis Ulhaniach, that's in the Gemara. But even if you're not going to wear the new clothes, you can just do laundry now to wear it later. Also, the nearer to Messiah died, was Osek Bekibus Begodim. In other words, being Osek Bekibus Begodim is like a Hesach Hadas from the Avails. Now, if you look in the Trumas Hadeshin, on Siman Kufnun Beis, so page 4, going over to page 5, it says, Noshim ha-mechapsim s'ifim la-moyos. Say you have a job that you wash clothing for non-Jews. In other words, you're washing clothing, not your own clothing, but it's a job. Noshim ha-mechapsim, page 4, Noshim ha-mechapsim s'ifim la-moyos. So Sharon Khapsim Shaba Shakal Tishabov Lios Besocha Olaf. So are you allowed to do it? During Shavua Shakalbo or during the 9 days? He says, Yire the Mitocha Svar Nira Lahatya. Shrain in Yisukibis Mashab Subishum, there's a Malach of Malacha, also Hamla Sapir Khabis, the Mai Besimchul, Haras Avelis. Because when you're doing laundry for someone else, so that's not Simcha. I don't know if Simcha for you're doing your own laundry, but but the same thing when you're doing it for someone else, it's parnasa, it's work, so you're getting paid. But again, that's not, you know. So he says. So he says that really it should be mutter. Because the only esu sabak de lamait besimchal, haras avelis. But then he says, but maybe it's a shayla marzayin. Because people are not going to know that you're doing laundry for the guy. He says, Omnam, on page 5, in the fourth line. Sovar ni lahachmim, shum dolav muchach nikar hu the big day amar yosei. It's not noticeable that it's goyish clothing. And then in page, on the next column, top line of page 5 on the left side, he says, lo domi le big day katanim, do lo asrul hu mishum maras ayin. Tasim nikar hu, we'll call the big dictatorship. The big dictatorship is mutter. And apparently, you could tell that it's a big dictatorship. Yeah, but if you have non-Jew clothes, it's not as noticeable. Does it say that, or I mean, ketanim is because the begodim get dirty. Let's see. And then the Prima Gardim. So the Prima Gardim has on page 7. Prima Gardim and Tuf Nun Aleph and the Eshel Avram Yud Beis says, we call that Rashi at Simcha. Mashma Hatam is simply Lokishinos in the God of the Kovis. But if you do it, maybe it's Mashiach Das Ben Avelis. But it's still Simcha when you give it to the laundromat. He says, Hatam is Simcha Hu Lokishinos in the God of the Kovis. I guess, I don't know, what's the Simcha? Because you don't have to do it yourself. Yeah. He says, page 7. Even to a non-Jewish koves. Okay. So if you take a look, in the Siach Nochem, of Nochem Rabinovich, on page 13 going over, so the Shut Siach Nochem on page 108, yeah, page 14 and 15. So he says like this. He says some interesting ideas. On page 14. He quotes the Pesachei Tshuva, and maybe B'Shem Shut Lach Bei Todol, Rabbi Yeshaya Basin, Rabbi Israel, other Lach with the Godim. Because in Ovel, it's not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing. And it's after Machlev Tanu. Machlev Utsark, Machlev Becholog Meluchlov. Shari Afil Bechol Tov Shiva. So he says here. I think I put it in the packet here. Maybe it's in another packet. Maybe it's in the next. Let's see. It's in this packet or the next packet. But he says an unbelievable vort from the Sefer Lach Bei Toda. Yeah, it's in the Pesachei Tshuva. Yeah, but the question is the line that I'm interested in? Maybe it is. Let's see. Yeah, the line is there. So we can look in the Pesachei Tshuva. I am Shut Lach Bei, on page 10, in the Pesachei Tshuva. I am Shut Lach Bei Toda. The Hela, the Hada Lohi Tiru El Lach HaShiva, and the Dafka B'machlif L'tanav. Avi Machlif L'tzorach, Gon Shacholok B'luchloch. In other words, you're not allowed to change, put on freshly laundered clothing for an ovel, or during Shavu Shachalbo. But if it's a dirty beged, shari afil b'chol toch shiva. He says kamo brachitza also shaltanim. Now it's just like brachitza shaltanim is the only thing of brachitza is also shaltanim. So too wearing freshly laundered clothing is only if it's latanim. But if the thing is really dirty, then you're not mechuyev to wear dirty clothing. But if it's the cholok is meluchloch, you're wearing a cholok and it's meluchloch and you want to change it to a freshly laundered one. So he says you could, because you're not doing it latano, you're doing it because this one is dirty. So just like there's a din that you could do rechitza if it's not latano, so too the kibbutz of the is also as well. So he says over here, on page 14, when Rabinovich is making a summary here, he says, "Halachah shut So this is also and then he quotes the Marikash. So the Marikash, I happen to have it here too on page 9. The Marikash is brought in the Sefer Erech Lechem. So in these editions of the Shulchan Aruch, they print it on the page. It says, "Hamchubasim kodem l'chein." V'yesh la'atek sheyum b'sotam other achiv achach yum b'shem ha'avel. In other words, you can wear something if you want to wear. Persons in Aveil, this is Hilchas Aveilus, regular Aveilus. So he wants to wear the shirt, so someone else will put it on for him. He'll wear it first, so it won't be freshly laundered. They said, "B'din Chag Meluchah, literally came in Shachalach Meluchah, Matzasi Lahatir Afil B'chol Toch Shivo Dekach." So he says the same thing, that if it's a Chalach Meluchah, then you should be able to wear it because that's the lechem lachmei todas yisod. That the din of tanug is not only a din rechitza; it's also a din of new clothing. It's only because of tanug. But you're not doing mshum tanug. That's not what you want. You don't want to wear a soiled garment. And then he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, Shinpei Tes Zion. Let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan. I think I have it here, right? Yeah. He says like this on the top line here, page 12. A freshly laundered shirt, whose makos, like socks, freshly laundered socks, u'michnasayim v'chayotzei behem, sheyesh laguf tzar im lo yachlifeim. So is anything that if you're going to make a person wear, he's going to have tzar, he's not going to. So then he's allowed to change. In other words, if you make a person wear the same shirt, you know, even a sweaty day, they have a tzar to put it on, that same sweaty shirt or undershirt or something like that, then he's not mechuyev to keep wearing that. He can wear a freshly laundered. Because that's the yisod of the Lach Bei Todo, that there's a heter of mitzayer by the Godim as well, not only by Rechitza. And that's what Rav Nochum Rabinovich writes here on page 15. Nimtza sha'isra hayom lulbosh begodim mechubosim eina el al begodim chitzonim chashuvim. Aval bevadai lo mashakorim levonim. There was, but undergarments, lo al chulza umichnasayim, shirts, pants, regamish, or so those don't have to be. They're not included because you're not mechuyev to those things that you know, what's, you know, with Poskim, Rav Abadi, Rav Willig, and others called Big Day Zaya. So even though you would say the Iker Big Day Zaya are the undergarments, of course, that's where you're really wearing it to absorb the sweat. But anything that's going to cause you tsar, if you keep wearing it. So I don't know. I know pants, he says pants also. It's pants, it's not.
Sure, it's pants undergarments.
Right. Yeah. Over, he says, Begadim chitzonim v'chashuvim.
Rabbi, so you could dry clean pants, but not the suit jacket.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. He didn't say.
What do you mean?
All he's talking about is wearing. Is wearing it.
Oh, you mean wearing like a freshly clean,
right? Freshly cleaned garment, right?
So you could wear like a dry clean pants, but you can't wear the suit jacket to it.
He's saying the suit jacket is not going on your skin. The shirt?
If I have a suit that was in the dry cleaner. If I have a suit that was in the dry cleaners, I cannot wear that suit on Shabbos during the 9 days.
Shabbos might be a different halacha about Shabbos. We're talking, say you're wearing, you're a businessman, or you go to wear a suit every day to your business. So that's the question, whether you can wear it. So then you wouldn't be able to wear that. Say, but then he has an extra kula. Let's see what he says. Of Nachum Rabinovich on page 15. Gamla Ashkenazim menogim tzas avelus mirosh chodesh. The Gamla Sfardim menogim zerak shavush pal babuter. It's kaleach kol gufa gedaga. Right? He says like Rabbi Abadi says, you're allowed to take showers. Meshem nekiyus b'chol yom chutz mitisha b'av. Shrei einzin rechitzim l'tanim. I guess Tisha B'Av, they don't want to, you know, start up with Tisha B'Av itself. Shirts, pants, and undergarments. Now he says, now this is this line is Fa'af L'Chabsa. And even to launder them. That's the dry cleaner. I go every week to my dry cleaners. So I told him, next week I'm not going to be able to give you business, but I'll still come by to say hello. So I went to say hello. So that's what he says. Only the begadim chashuvim. So that's like a suit or something like that. I guess the jacket of the suit. You know, that you put on.
Wow. It's like the suit pants also, right?
Right. So it's a little bit. Yeah. Pants. Yeah, pants are a little bit chesh, but pants doesn't have the same. That's why I
worn all the time.
It's not like a shirt that gets. It doesn't get the same way the shirt does. You sweat over here.
Right.
You know, don't sweat over there. Yeah. So that was okay. Okay.
Right.
So maybe that was a little bit of a finish. Oh, and the Lach Bei Tod is right here on page 20. I knew I was there still. And then on page 23, Rav Harfinis Say you're a guest by somebody's house during the 9 days. So could they put out freshly laundered sheets? Right. So he says, Sabri Dami. He says, Bedechlal teva b'nei odom l'chutz l'shtamish matzo sheyoshen lov odom ache. Right? People don't feel comfortable sleeping in sheets that someone else slept on. So he thinks that if you have to go someplace, then you could... Yes, Pesach stay in a hotel. And that's what he writes on page 24. So he says, you could tell them that not to change it, you know, in a regular hotel, they change it like every day, you know, something like that. And then Big Day Ketanim. Yeah, who is it?
Did laundry 3 weeks ago.
That's freshly laundered. Yeah, they say that if there was no perspiration, then do it.
But you know, put it out for a minute.
Yeah, so putting it out for a minute, the poskim don't like that because it has, you know, because unless you're really sweaty, if you're really sweaty and you put it out for a minute, but if you're really not sweaty, they just put it out for a minute. You know, but if, anyway, usually people do things that he holds anyway. You don't need to do that, right?
Shirts.
Pants. I tell people to be more machmir. This the shirts. Rabbi Willig always was making little Rabbi Bodies making little shirts. So shirts is okay. Okay, everybody. So we did. The reason why I tried to do two packets, you know, for this week was I want to get most of the thing, you know, halachas while they're still relevant for this year. So maybe tomorrow we'll also do two, and we'll finish this week and maybe a little into next week, and then that'll be the zman, and then we'll, as Hashem, the new zman will begin when we will announce when that new zman will begin as well. But the Zman of Bein HaMetzarim, in other words, and Bein HaMetzarim, we're not going to, you know, it's all the halachas of Tisha B'Av itself, and that's going to be too, not going to be able to do all that. But what I want to do is, you know, like the pregnant ladies all want to know about fasting and things like that. So that I think we should get done before. Because Mitka. And then I made one packet just time about whether there's a dinner shavu shachalba or tishavu shenitche, which I'm going to give in the West Side. Maybe I can give you fellows as well. That could be afterwards because that. But the things that people are calling all the time about pregnant ladies, nursing ladies, about especially a tishavu shenitche. So that maybe we'll try to get in before, and also havdalah, we should get in. So we'll try our best. Because this year, if you break your fast, it's Motzei Shabbos or Sunday, and regular Balabas is not going to make Havdol until Sunday night. So the question is, should you're already breaking your fast, should you make Havdol first or not? Or do we say, what are you making Havdol? You're eating something that you didn't even have to eat inside your choli. Okay, so that will, Bezer Shabbos. Okay, everyone should have a good day.
Okay.
Well, nice to see you.
Be back.
Yes. Okay, Jason.
Have a good day. Have a good day.
Poppers is here. Good. Cult of. All right.